Episode 20. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. C# calls them finalizers, and that's strangely appropriate because all you really know about them is that they might eventually get called, finally. This is because C# decided to manage object lifetimes for you, so you normally don't have to worry about leaking memory anymore. This is called garbage collection. The problem with this is that you now have other things to worry about. C# is a great language that offers some big productivity gains, but like any engineering project, there's always trade-offs. C++ is notorious for memory leaks, so the designers of C# wanted to fix this. The solution was to let the runtime manage all memory allocations. In fact, you don't even have access to pointers in C# unless you drop into unsafe mode. In C#, destructors are called whenever the runtime determines that the object instance is no longer being used. But the runtime uses its own schedule for this. Garbage collection brings up images of household trash bundled in trash bags, sitting on the roadside curb waiting to be picked up. That's not really how managed code works, though. A better analogy would be for you to just leave your wrappers and trash laying around when you're done. Finished eating that fast food burger? You don't even need to crumple up the wrapper. Just let go of it and let it fall wherever. The managed code runtime will periodically walk through your house, reach into your car, and generally go places no curbside pickup service would ever be allowed. That's great for memory, at least normally. But what about that other aspect of destructors? What happens when you open a file and need to close it or need to commit your changes to a database? You still want and really need those actions to take place at specific times that you can count on. Only with C#, you can't count on when your destructors will be run. Because the runtime has its own schedule, it can sometimes investigate an object and find that you're legitimately still using it. So it's not a candidate for destruction. In order to improve performance, the creators of C# decided that the runtime just couldn't keep investigating every single object instance every time. So when it finds an object still being used, it moves that object to a new survivors list that will be checked at some future time to see if the object is still being used or not. If it's still being used, then it gets moved into yet another list that gets investigated much less frequently. Each of these lists is called a generation. There's a generation 0, 1, and 2. Generation 0 objects get investigated quickly, and because of this, C# is optimized for short object lifetimes. This means that C# works really well when you create an object, use it quickly, and then forget about it right after that. The problem, though, is that files, databases, maybe some elaborate calculations, tend to create objects that pass through generation 0 and will be looked at later. So the very things you need precise control over making sure that resources are released are the things you tend to have the most trouble with. And even if they did get released right away, you still couldn't count on exactly when. It's not all lost, though. There is a solution that most C# developers learn about early on. What's not always appreciated is the engineering trade-off that went into this design. The solution is to declare support for something called iDisposable. This is an interface, and we haven't talked about interfaces yet. I'll just say for now that an interface is like an advertisement that your class will have support for the capabilities declared in the interface. What we're looking for here is a method called dispose. When your class implements iDisposable, you're actually declaring that your class will have a method called dispose. Think of dispose sort of like the destructor that you don't normally think of in C#. C# does still have destructors, but gives them a new name called finalizers. A C# finalizer looks a lot like a C++ destructor, at least in the method signature. But where you don't normally ever need to call a C++ destructor, you do need to take a more active role in calling dispose. This is where I always feel like this approach breaks the object-oriented encapsulation. With C++, the class can clean up its own resources in a reliable manner. But with C Sharp, you now have to know to call Dispose yourself. The class is no longer as self-contained. It relies on some other code to help it clean up its used resources. It actually gets a little more complicated than this, though, because both C++ and C Sharp have support for exceptions as a form of error handling. We haven't talked in depth yet about exceptions either, but know this for now. Exceptions have the ability to bypass methods you might have been planning to call. This means that you might have your code written with what you thought was the responsible approach and will call dispose at just the right time. Only before you get the chance to call dispose, an exception is thrown that takes your carefully planned methods and just jumps right over them. You end up missing your call to dispose just because some error situation was detected. This error might have been completely unrelated to the file you need to close. That's why C# added support for a special using statement. You declare that you are using a variable instance, and the runtime will make sure to call dispose even if an exception is thrown. In the end, you sort of have support for functionality similar to destructors in C#. You just have to make sure to write your code to take advantage of iDisposable. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.